What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
I'm Nick.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives.
I want to know how your trip was. So in case everybody was like, I guess nobody knew.
Yeah, nobody did
but
know.
Em took a quick weekend trip down to Clearwater.
Clearwater.
To see the Phils in spring training.
To see my Phillies. And they won. They won the game I went to, which was very ideal. It was nice. Yeah, it was a great time. I got extremely, extremely sunburnt. Like, I went back to work.
I thought you were going to say extremely drunk. And I was Em, that is not you. Especially with my mom.
Seriously, it's really not me. I'm really not a big drinker. No, I got so sunburnt. I went back to work on Wednesday, and by the halfway through my shift, my entire forehead was peeling.
Oh.
No, it was bad.
That's great.
No, it was so bad. I was like, oh, these poor people have to look at my face this whole shift. It was terrible. My whole chest was burning. But aside from that, it was a great time. I did catch a cold on the way back. So my disclaimer for the stuffiness in my voice, it's the weather changing. Because it was so nice in Florida. Well,
we're in, what do they say? Philadelphia, we go, what's it? Winter?
Mm-hmm.
Fake spring.
Yeah.
Second winter. Something we're currently in like between second winter and
I don't even know what Mother Nature's doing right now with the weather, but yeah. I came back and I literally feel like we landed in Philly and I was like,
yeah.
I was like,
well, and that temp difference
terrible.
Too. The 65 down there versus the 65 up here
right.
is much different then.
Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful that whole weekend. We got such good weather. It was so nice.
Yeah.
And I had to come back to this.
Good pick with the hat, too.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Did you like it, actually?
Yeah, I do like it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I was literally... We spent entirely too much time in that fan shop. I was like, my job to pick out a hat for Nick. I was like, let me not fumble this. I think I gotta make sure I pick out something nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I wore it to my hockey game on Thursday.
How'd your hockey game go?
That
did
was
you win?
Tuesday, not Thursday.
Oh. How'd your hockey game go? Did you win?
No, we lost, sadly. It was a tough one, because... Mm. It was, we went down 2 goals, we tied it, and it was a playoff game. And you want to talk about, like, annoying, fluky goals.
Yeah.
So, our goalie made a great save, but it got caught up in his equipment.
Mm.
So, as he, like, spun to try and, like, freeze the play,
yeah,
it flew out of his equipment into the net.
And they countered it as a goal?
Yeah, because they never blew the whistle.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
So it's
snake bit.
You feel like, yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
That's terrible.
He played his like ass off too.
Of course, it's always the goalie.
Mm-hmm.
Goalie always has a great game. Yeah. Plays his ass off.
Yep.
That's terrible.
Yep. So, 2 weeks and then we start spring league, which is nice. I get to play more in that one.
There you go.
What is it? The times are earlier.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
So you get to go to more of them.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
I think I went to like 6 this year out of like 20 games or something.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yep.
Well. Would you like me to start with what we're doing today?
Yeah, why not?
What am I doing today?
This is 14, right?
This is episode 14. Which is crazy. I feel like that's...
14 weeks we've been doing this.
Yeah.
That's like...
We've been at it a while.
It's almost 4 months.
Yeah.
Because I can do math, you know.
Quick math.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be doing a hotel this week.
Oh, you just stayed in one of them.
I did just stay in one of them. I love a good hotel. A good haunted hotel, it just draws my interest. I'm in.
A good haunted hotel is a great, great place.
Duh.
The Gettysburg Hotel, the one, like, in the town.
Yeah.
Is great. There's some good stories. We'll cover that, like, when I get to the Gettysburg episode. But it is definitely an awesome hotel. But the Marriott is where we stayed when we went, and it was great.
Love
great
a good
hotel.
Marriott.
Yeah.
Well, we are not going to a Marriott this week. We are going to be covering the Driscoll Hotel.
Ooh.
You ever heard of it?
No.
Really?
No, I don't think I have.
Shocking, because it is the most haunted hotel in Texas. It is also the oldest operating hotel in Austin, Texas.
Well, that's super cool, and I haven't heard of it because I'm not really a Texas person. Well, I mean, being being an Eagles fan, I don't really want anything to do with the Cowboys.
Our pilot, literally on the way home, was from Dallas, and he made the joke immediately. He was like, are you guys coming back to Philly on purpose? Are you sure? He was like, all right, well... Go Cowboys. And then literally the entire plane booed him. I was like, all right, well, would you prefer a Go Bills? And I was like, yeah, actually.
I would much rather take
a Go Bills. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Hotel was built in 1886 by a man named Jesse Lincoln Driscoll, hence the name. Jesse was born in 1824 in Tennessee, and in 1857, he entered the cattle business. And then in 1869, Jesse, his wife Nancy, their 4 daughters, and 2 sons moved to Austin. It's a lot of kids.
Yeah. I wonder if she was the only 10 that he saw.
I hate you literally so much.
Sometimes I hate myself.
That was terrible. It was such a dad joke. It took me a second, okay. too, and I hated that it did. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it didn't work because I didn't say the 10 I see.
Well, I still got it. It just took me a second. Well, at the time that they moved, Driscoll had already made and lost a fortune during the Civil War selling cattle to the Confederacy, where he was given the honorary title of Colonel, which is interesting. By 1880, Colonel Driscoll becomes this rich cattle baron, well-respected businessman, and an active civil leader throughout the region. So Jesse decided to build this luxurious grand hotel in Austin. He was trying to... that would give huge money-making hotels in, like, New York City, Chicago, St. Louis, the big places that were making millions of money in luxurious grand hotels. He said, well, what the heck? I want one in Austin. So that's what he did, and he built one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to go.
Right. You got the money, why not? In 1884, Driscoll buys a lot at the corner of Brazos and Pecan Street, and the Driscoll almost immediately becomes the talk of the town.
There you go. Well, that's what happens. You know... build a hotel to compete with NYC and all them other places, and you're going to become the talk.
There you go. In 1886, the grand opening of the Driscoll finally happens. The entire cost is estimated at $400,000, which is equivalent to $92 million today in 2025.
Part of me feels like that might not even be like $92 million sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
But for... like a luxury hotel nowadays, I feel like
that not sounds like
pretty cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, but like that is a crazy equivalent number there.
To see the inflation.
Right. Yep. It's wild.
Wild.
Less than 2 weeks after the grand opening of the Driscoll, they host their first ball. Many of these balls took place after the opening. Unfortunately, in May of 1890, Jesse Driscoll died of a stroke. 4 months later, the hotel bought a life-size portrait of Jesse, which stands tall in the lobby to this day. And when I say life-size portrait,
it's like,
I mean, like, the ceilings are high ceilings, and it's from, like, the ceiling to the floor. It's a full life-size portrait.
Yeah.
Huge. Jesse Driscoll also happens to be the first ghost that we're going to talk about today that is said to haunt the hotel.
I was going to say, he's got to make sure everything's staying in line.
Of course. He this is his be. Luxurious grand hotel. You think he's just going to die and leave it?
He spent $400,000 on it.
Absolutely not.
I'd come back and haunt the place.
Of course. Guests over the years have claimed to smell burning cigars as soon as they enter the hotel. And other guests have claimed to see the portrait of Jesse blinking or moving and overall just giving them an unusual, uneasy feeling near the portrait.
The blinking is crazy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I know they can make, like, the like paintings, they can make it so it looks like their eyes are moving.
Right.
But for somebody to be like, oh, the portrait blinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No thanks.
No thank you, I'm good off that. Yeah. No thanks. While Jesse is usually the first ghost that guests interact with, he is certainly not the last or the only, of course.
What would be a really
haunted
hotel.
That's done.
That's it. There's a haunted hotel the week, guys. We will catch you all next week.
Two of the most well-known ghosts are nicknamed the Suicide Bride.
Always has to be a good bride.
Yeah. Extremely little information is known about the first bride. The only thing confirmed is that she took her own life in room 525 after her fiancé called off their wedding, and that staff and guests have claimed that she, quote, mournfully walks the halls in a Victorian gown.
Hmm.
The second bride is the more famous one, partially because she died more recently in 1991. She fits the exact same story of this young, beautiful girl whose life ends in, you guessed it, the exact same tragic way. She was a Houston socialite who booked a room in the hotel after being left at the altar by her fiancé. She went on a massive shopping spree with her ex-lover's credit card and was last seen carrying several shopping bags into room 525.
You go, girl.
And that's what I'm saying.
It's weird that it's the same hotel.
Same hotel, same room.
Same room.
No, honestly, same hotel is kind of crazy in itself, but like same room is wild.
Mm-hmm. Like it's like that room's calling.
Uh-huh. Later that night, while she was in the bathtub, the bride put a gun in one hand, a pillow in the other, and then shot herself. Since then, staff and guests have claimed to see her carrying bags and or the gun down the hall before she just vanishes into room 525 without ever opening the door.
I mean, it's Texas, but how many people do you think are like, we need to call the police? There's a woman walking around with a gun.
Right. Seriously. It's Texas.
It is
Texas.
They all carry guns.
They do.
I'd be shocked if, like, you went down there and it was kind of like up here.
Right. Most people carry down there.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. Just imagine you just see this, like, apparition just, like, float through a door. No. Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
I'm good.
I'm cool well, off that.
I'd be good. I'd probably just stay in my room. Yeah. I don't think I'd go back to, like, trying to stay that room.
Right.
Or whatnot.
Yeah. And, of course, it's, like, the most popular room in the hotel.
It has to be. Everybody wants to stay there.
Right.
Like, I'm cool. Put me, like, opposite end. Yeah. Can I go to the opposite corridor?
Please. Another ghost that is rumored to stay at the Driscoll is the senator's daughter. Legend says that a little girl named Samantha Houston, who is rumored to be the senator at the time's daughter, tripped and fell to her death on the Driscoll Grand Staircase after running after a red ball. Guests have said that you can hear a little girl giggling and the sound of a ball bouncing at night.
Who threw the red ball?
Isn't that crazy? Who threw the red ball?
Maybe a demon threw the red ball.
This is true.
There's all those things. Think I just watched the Pet Cemetery episode. Yeah. Not episode. It's an episode. movie. And it like the new one where they save the baby.
Yeah.
But then the daughter gets, you know, whacked.
Absolutely tragic.
So
many historians have long searched for any evidence to confirm the story, but none have been successful. People have also theorized that a portrait of an unnamed little girl on the fifth floor is actually a portrait of Samantha.
Oh, her name's Samantha.
I said that.
I wasn't paying attention, apparently.
Clearly not, because nope. I literally started off with legend says that a little girl named Samantha.
Wow. I don't know where I was. I heard little girl, no Samantha.
Hello. I gave you her last name, too.
Did you?
Samantha Houston. I said it. I know I did, because I vividly remember reading it. It goes to show how much he listens, guys.
I listen a lot.
I hope you guys are listening more than he is.
I just missed that whole part, though. I don't know how. It's like I like put the mute button on for Samantha Houston or Houston, and then they came back.
That's it.
I don't know.
But I don't know how true that is. Like I said, historians have long searched for any proof of that, but none has been confirmed, so...
I feel like for a lot of, like, paranormal things and stuff like that, that happens. Like, they can't find the evidence of it.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more creepy or out there.
The unknown is kind of crazier to me sometimes.
Yeah. Yep. Not being able to put facts to it or whatever.
Right. One of the craziest stories that definitely sold me on the hotel being haunted is Annie Lennox's story. Annie is a singer and was staying at the Driscoll while she was on tour. She couldn't decide what outfit to wear on stage that night, and she had laid out two options, two dresses, and then got in the shower, deciding that she'll make a decision on what to wear once she's out of the shower. When she got out of the shower, she found that one of the dresses had been folded and put back away.
Wild.
Yeah, no, crazy.
Maybe that ghost was just trying to be like, you should wear this one. Mm-hmm. You'd look better
That's
in this
literally
one.
What my next sentence was. She it made her decision on what to wear pretty
obviously
easy.
Saw her.
Yeah.
She must have saw her figure.
Yeah.
And was like, this is
the better option
now she's
for
a,
you.
She's a creeper, weird ghost, but is trying to be helpful.
Right? That is wild. If that situation happened to me, I don't know what I would do if I just walked right outside. I was like, okay.
I'd potentially just be confused. Could I be like, did I do that?
Right.
Like, did I put that away?
Yeah, but like, imagine, like, she had to have known for certain if the story, like, messed with her that much.
Yeah, but think about the times, like, I've done that where I've put things out, and then next thing I know, either they're all away, or, like, one of them's away, and I'm like...
This is true.
Did I do that?
Was that me?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. She also claimed that although she didn't smoke, and at the time, the Driscoll had been smoke-free for over a decade, that her room reeked of tobacco. So perhaps it was Mr. Jesse. He was known to smoke in the hotel
That's
all the
worse.
Time, right?
That is worse.
Yeah, it's that worse
whole
if
thing,
it's him.
Like, well, that whole thing where I was like, oh, they seen her figure and stuff. Now we're just next
yeah,
level.
Now, you're,
now well, we're next level.
Now Nick made it creepy.
Yeah, now I made it weird.
Moving on to our next ghost. Nighttime visitors at the hotel may get lucky enough to encounter Mrs. Bridges. She was a hotel employee who worked at the front desk in the early 1900s. Miss Bridges apparently took her work so seriously that sometimes people catch her walking around an area that people assumed used to be the front desk, dressed in Victorian-era clothing.
Hmm.
Like, what an icon.
Yeah.
Like, I love her.
I would.
That was where she liked to be. She said, I'm gonna stay here, actually.
I would, you know. If you love your job and you like it that much, why not just stay?
Right?
And it works for the hotel because they don't have to pay her anymore.
This is so true. You're funny. That's an interesting way of thinking.
I know. It's
a little morbid, but whatever.
Yep.
Among the rest of the ghosts is the legend of Peter Lawless. He was a railroad man who lived at the Driscoll for 31 years until his death in 1917. Some say that his spirit still haunts the hotel today. Guests and employees have reported seeing him in hotel elevators. He can often be seen walking out of the elevator, checking his railroad watch, nodding to the staff, and then just completely disappearing.
That's another one. I mean, just like this job. Yeah. Just wants to be there.
I know. I said my next sentence literally was like, I'm a tad bit skeptical about that, but I thought it was interesting enough to include. Like, yeah. These ones, I'm like, I don't know how true that, but how crazy would it be? Like, if you really are just walking down the street, there he is in his railroad get up with his keys, checking yep. his, walking off the elevator.
Yep. Ready to go. He's got to go to work.
Right. A little fun fact about the Driscoll is it's actually where Vice President / President Lyndon B. Johnson met his wife in 1934. And for years, the couple would come back to where they met.
That's cute.
Right?
It's like, you know, hey, we met here. Let's just keep going back.
Well, the Driscoll became one of Lyndon B. Johnson's favorite places in Austin. So much so that he actually watched the results of the 1964 presidential election from the president's suite in the hotel.
Well, that's because that's where he met his wife.
Yeah. After he won, he addressed his supporters in the ballroom and had a sort of victory party. And supposedly, people over the years have said to see the reflection of Lyndon B. Johnson and his wife dancing in the mirrors of the ballroom.
That's crazy. People probably just want to have their weddings there.
Yeah.
Because they want.
Right.
They want to see, be like, oh, you could potentially see
Lyndon B. Johnson. And his late wife dancing in the reflection of the mirrors.
I'd be taking pictures all over. Yeah. I would tell my photographer, be like, anytime you take a picture, make sure you're getting the mirrors.
The whole thing.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Bring a second photographer, and their job is just to take pictures in the mirror.
Just the mirrors. Another common and weird thing that guests have reported while staying at the Driscoll is experiencing a kind of sleep paralysis. I found a story on Reddit that seemed 100% interesting enough to include and kind of like wrap up the stories in from here. This woman, who claims to have never in her life experienced sleep paralysis, had the weirdest thing happen to her. She woke up at 2 a.m. to a fly in the room that they were staying in. It's annoying the hell out of her. She finally kills this fly and grabs her phone to use the flashlight, and then she notices that her camera that she had set up while her and her husband slept to catch any paranormal activity isn't recording anymore.
Sure, it was for paranormal activity.
Get the hell out of here. I mean, shit, if I'm staying in the Driscoll Hotel, I'm setting up a camera while I sleep, because thought of a ghost being in my room, I wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, if they knew they were going to a haunted hotel, I could understand that, but it has to be mentioned that. Sure, it was just for.
Well, she notices that it's not recording, so she's like, all right. She sets it back up, makes sure it's recording, and goes back to bed. Next thing she knows, she wakes up, and she's standing in the corner of the room, right about where her tripod was set up. She looks at the bed and sees her husband and herself sleeping in the bed.
Oh, some astral projection.
Yeah.
I think it would be that.
It's one of those words. Her husband is sleeping in a normal sleeping position, but she has her head halfway down the mattress and her feet are hanging off the bottom of the bed, and like she's looking at herself.
Like somebody tried pulling her out of the bed.
Yeah.
Oh.
She says, I couldn't even begin to understand what I was seeing or explain it. She says, it seems that not long after that she had woke up, and she wakes her husband. She wakes him up crying after that whole experience. She's like freaking out. She's totally spooked, and her husband comforts her, and she eventually gets herself back to bed, only to wake up again in the corner of the room in the same spot as before, but it's had different this time. Her husband was in the bed asleep, and she can't seem to remember if her body was also in the bed at this point because she was a little too focused on the woman that was standing in the entrance of the bathroom.
What?
Yeah.
What?
She was dressed in housekeeper's clothes, and she said that they were most definitely outdated, so old-timey housekeeper clothes. She said that she didn't speak, and they just looked at each other. Before she could remember anything else, she finally actually woke up for real this time. And she, of course, immediately asks her husband if he remembers her waking him up in the middle of the night in a panic. And to her shock, he says he's 100% sure that that didn't happen. And he was absolutely certain that he hadn't been woken up, nor did he remember her crying at all.
Well, I don't know. Frank will wake me up sometimes to be like, hey, you know, the dogs are barking downstairs or
yeah, but like.
And I'm like, do you remember me asking that last night? No, I don't remember a thing.
See, but there's a difference. I feel like if you were woken up in the middle of the night and your wife's in a fucking panic, you're going to remember that. Like, you're not going to forget that.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
Yeah. If she woke me up in a panic, I'd
right, like, probably she's be like, losing her mind over this. Like, even I feel like if she had a bad dream and she was losing her mind, you wouldn't forget that happened. Unless you were, like, really, really out of it.
Yeah. Maybe he was just in a really, really deep sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is a possibility.
Maybe he gave her one of those,
yeah,
and, like, shoot, like, her away. And
I mean, yeah, this is true. But she remembers that she'd been recording the entire night.
Yeah, she thinks she was recording.
And huge, huge, huge shocker. She goes to check the tripod, which, mind you, she is certain that she set back up and made sure it was recording. The video camera displays the message "corrupt file" across the display. She can't see it, and she'll literally never fucking know what happened, what really happened, if she was sleeping, if it was just sleep paralysis. Either one is crazy to me. Like, yeah. Who was that woman?
You can't have paranormal activity, like, and then expect your video camera to work.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
This is
true. If it's a personal thing,
yeah.
If it's just, like, you're a regular person,
mm-hmm.
Now you got all those TV shows.
Right.
They must have a contract with the ghosts or something that they catch.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a person, I feel like there's never, something's always wrong. The file gets corrupted,
yep.
Or the camera was never recording,
mm-hmm.
Or the battery dies.
Yep. Like,
there's always something. It's
or
never
the orbs
just
are blocking everything.
Or the orbs just decide to block it.
Just can't see anything. You got nothing.
Yeah. You can't have it any other way.
Well, she'll literally never know, which is just crazy to me. I feel like I'd be afraid to sleep after that. I've had sleep paralysis. Like, I've experienced sleep paralysis in my life. Not anything, like, crazy, like, bad. I've just gotten the whole, like, oh, shit, I'm awake and I can't move my... Why aren't my limbs working here?
I think a lot of people have experienced it at least once.
Well, I used to have night terrors when I was literally an infant.
Yeah, not sure why.
I was 9 months old, and the doctors were like, what the heck has this kid experienced that she's dreaming about? Like, she's waking up screaming in her sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had them in a while, but it's crazy to me that I was like, what scarred me as a kid?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you wake up to it and you're in, like, that sleep, I know I definitely had it at least once.
Yeah, it's scary.
And I remember it feels like at that point for me, it felt like somebody was, like, sitting on me where I'm, mm-hmm. like, I just can't move.
And, like, you can't, like, breathe. Like, sometimes your chest, like, tightens. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Although, like, I don't know how I would react if the first time I experienced that happened in a haunted hotel.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, sleep paralysis is scary enough as
it is. Am I like Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Right.
Can I speak to the
spirits? What's happening?
Yeah.
Is
What's
that lady trying
here?
To tell me something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could not imagine.
Yeah, not for the first time.
Mm-mm. Shout out to Sam and Colby for putting me on to the Driscoll Hotel. They made a video not too long ago. They did, like, a whole tour of the... Yeah, it's a sick video. It's definitely worth a watch.
One of my later episodes, I believe, I have a video of theirs to watch.
They're the best. They have no fear. Like, you want to talk about a scary haunted place, give it to Sam and Colby. They'll go and tell you about it.
Yeah.
They got no fears.
And they seem... Like, they're popular and everything, but they don't seem like they're... I guess I want to say, like, produced.
Yeah.
And I guess
well,
that's
I feel like because
for.
They're, like, such good friends, and, like, you can tell they're such good friends. They've been such good friends for so long. Yeah, I feel like they work very well.
Yeah.
I like watching them. But they put me on to the Driscoll. I highly suggest their video if you can't get yourself there, if you want to take a little virtual tour. Sam and Colby can give you one.
Yeah, Frank's going there for her sister's bachelorette party, and she's not going to the Driscoll.
I was going to say she's going to the Driscoll.
That would be crazy.
Their,
she's, going
like,
to,
interesting.
She's going to Austin.
Ah, I see.
And,
I see.
I should probably know when, but I don't.
Eventually.
It shows you how much.
Yeah.
I know. I pay attention.
Right.
But I told her, I was like, when you go, I was like, you got to get me a picture of the Driscoll. Like, we're covering it. I didn't know anything, obviously, about it, but I knew
where
it was
coming.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no way. So now I told her, I was like, when you go down there, you have to make a stop.
You gotta get a picture.
Yeah. I was like, it's haunted and it's crazy.
I don't know if I wouldn't stay there overnight. I feel like this is where my question always leads when I do these.
You don't ever stay anywhere haunted. You go. Like, you've gone places haunted. You've probably gone to more haunted places than I have.
This is true.
And then
but
you
I'm
go,
not
I don't
sleeping.
Think I'm going to stay there.
I wouldn't sleep in them.
When we do our special, where do you think... We're not staying in a non-haunted hotel.
Nah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'm going to have a panic attack.
No, you'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
It's not a demonic hotel. Could be. But it's not.
It could be. Don't count it out. That wraps me up for the Driscoll.
Well, it was good. I enjoyed it. I didn't really know. I knew none of that. I'm trying to think hard if I did. But I really don't think I did. I knew of, like, the Driscoll because obviously when we do a podcast, that's what you do. Right. you're looking for listening. Haunted things.
Right.
So like popped up, but I didn't dive into any of it at all.
Yeah, there's a good amount of ghosts, I feel.
Oh, like, yeah, that's a lot.
It's the oldest hotel in Austin, so I feel like with an old place like that, you gotta have some kind of history
or something like that. Yeah. Well, I think that was a great episode, Em. Definitely am going to put it on my list if I go to Austin to try and stay at. Definitely. You may not, but I'm going to go.
I would like to try. Let me know how it went.
I'll keep you updated. If you guys all enjoyed the episode, please follow us on any of our social medias.
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok. Is that it?
X.
Well, I don't use X.
That's my job. Ominous Archives.
Oh, and I fixed the TikTok.
Are we Ominous Archives?
We're not
Archie
anymore. We're not the Ominous Archie.
Yay.
We're the Ominous Archives now.
War is over, everyone. Yeah, thank you, TikTok. We got that squared away.
You have your own story you want to share? Email us at
OminousArchives@gmail.com.
And please, guys, give us a rate, comment.
Yeah, it
helps. Share it with
us.
Your friends. Help us out. It'll help us reach more people. I just smacked the crap out of my mic. Yep. Yeah, with all that being said, I think it's time to get out of here. So we're going to catch you guys all next week. See ya.